12 minutes after 9 o'clock here on WPHM on a Tuesday morning. You remember last Tuesday we were in St. Clair, sitting there at the St. Clair Inn, which is still under construction, but they're making great progress on that. And it was a beautiful morning, and it was warm. We got up to near 80 degrees last Tuesday. Now here it is 34 degrees. What a difference a few days make. Joining us right now is the mayor of St. Clair, Bill Cedar. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You're running for re-election this year. That's why we brought you in here to talk about your candidacy. How long have you been mayor of St. Clair now?
19 years.
And you want to continue on?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Well, I was born and raised in St. Clair. I love St. Clair. I was a teacher in St. Clair at the St. Clair High School. I could talk government, U.S. history, world history, a little physical education when they needed me. I just love the community. I raised my wife and I raised our children there. I have so much family down there. I have a lot of ties to the city of St. Clair.
Lots of big things happening in St. Clair right now. Namely, that St. Clair Inn that I just mentioned, but that's spurring all kinds of growth, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy and a lot of good momentum going on in town right now. You know, we suffered through the recession of 2008 with like everybody else did, and we had to make some tough decisions, and we did. Combining positions, eliminating positions, but the city is fiscally strong. We've got a 10-year road program we've started. We are working on pension and health care that every city in this state is working on. A lot of people don't realize that that's going on. Obviously, you know, roads, the St. Clair Inn, there's new businesses, new restaurants coming to town. Yeah, good energy.
How did you survive those lean years, though, the recession?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of help from Mike Booth was our accountant, and he's our city superintendent. And myself and city council made conscious decisions and efforts through negotiating contracts with employees and with the unions to try to keep our employees relatively happy and at the same time fiscal responsibility that led us to where we are now, that we're in pretty good shape. And there's a lot of good things moving forward. I mean, we've got, like I say, the 10-year road program. We're fixing roads. We've got St. Clair spurring a lot of growth in town, a lot of interest in the St. Clair. Good things are happening.
The St. Clair Inn project, obviously the biggest thing happening in St. Clair, maybe all of St. Clair County. That's huge. How do you manage that kind of growth? And what is city government's role in managing all that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, a big thing that a lot of people are concerned about, as well as city council, is, you know, M29, the road right in front of the inn. That's a 4-lane highway. It's a Michigan highway. And there's some traffic issues down there, particularly the speed that people are traveling. And we've had MDOT come in. There's a road study being done right now that's going to determine what we can do to slow down that traffic, to make it safer to cross that street for pedestrians, and obviously all the guests that we anticipate and hope are going to come to the St. Clair Inn.
Because you are going to have increased pedestrian traffic, because that inn is going to encompass both the east and the west side of M29. There will be guests crossing that road pretty regularly.
Yeah, and you know, and Paul, we hope that happens, and we hope that the people walk over and go over to the mall and go down and enjoy our brand new boardwalk, which absolutely looks wonderful, and then get over to our Clinton corridor where there's just a lot of good activity occurring.
There you go. What's the biggest issue facing St. Clair? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of good things. What's on the horizon?
Yeah, the easy answer is roads. And everybody wants to talk about roads, and across the state, everybody's talking roads. And don't get me wrong, roads is a big issue. But like I say, we've got a 10-year program in place, and that's handled. But when I mention pension, liability, and health care, you know, that's not the glamorous talk that people want to talk about. You know, the St. Clair Inn, the roads, that kind of stuff is interesting and fun. But pension and health care is a liability that faces every city, that is leaves a legacy cost that we've got to find ways and continue to work on getting that under control and solidifying it. And that's what we're doing. But it's tough, and it's not easy.
Yeah. So what is the plan? And I know the legislature has helped a little bit. A lot of people in city government say that they could do a lot more than what they've done yet. But what's St. Clair's plan to deal with that?
Yeah. So, you know, every city is wishing the state would step forward and, you know, give us a hand with this. But really what it looks like is the state might step forward and make it harder on us by requiring us to meet certain guidelines that they're going to set for these pension liabilities. And what we have to do, and what we're in the process of doing right now, this is almost as I speak, negotiating contracts with our employees that addresses this pension issue. We want them to have a pension, and they obviously want to have a pension, but we need to find a happy meeting ground that says, look, we're going to help fund this pension, but we need some help from you too. And those are not fun conversations. But we've been through them, and I've been through them, and I have a, you know, like I say, you know, I served on city council 8 years before I became mayor. I do believe that in order to, you need to know how the city runs before you want to run the city. And I had a guy last night tell me, you know, Bill, there's more to being mayor than Memorial Day speeches and riding in a parade, and you better believe there is. I mean, I'm at City Hall every morning. I go back in the afternoon and come back at night for meetings. But I love this. I love the city of St. Clair and the people I had. Most of the kids I had in school, and as a teacher, you get close to students, and you learn about their families, and you meet their parents, and it becomes important to you.
It's interesting. A lot of people, the only time they see the mayor is at the Memorial Day parade and ribbon cuttings and things like that. And they don't know about all the work that goes on the rest of the year.
No. A couple of people in City Hall told me the other day, they said, people don't understand how much you do in around here because, I mean, I'm there every morning about 9:30. I go back in the afternoon and come back at night at nights. And I'm very accessible. You know what I mean? I have a great website, BillCedar.com. And if you want to go in there and ask me a question, I'll get back to you and within a day usually. I still have a landline, you know.
Old-fashioned. Oh, you're the one.
I'm the one out there with a landline. But I do believe that, you know, experience is critical. I mean, you crawl before you walk. You're an apprentice before you're a journeyman. You don't go. You go in the mailroom before you're the CEO. And although City of St. Clair is 6,000 people, and it seems like, oh, you know, that's a small town. All that. There's a lot going on every single day.
Sure. No, no matter the size of the city, there's a lot that goes into to running it and to being the mayor. So, as people cast their ballots in St. Clair in 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today is Election Day, you obviously want them to vote for Bill Cedar, reelect him as mayor. Why?
Well, like I said, I think experience is a great teacher. I think it's the best teacher. Going to school, getting your degree is very important and good for you. But when you get out there in the battlefield and when you get out there and go through the things that you go through on a daily basis in any job, that's where you'll really learn what's going on and how you need to deal with things and with people. And I bring that to the city of St. Clair. And I'm a retired school teacher. I have the time, and I take the time.
Bill, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. The mayor of St. Clair, Bill Cedar, with us on WPHM seeking re-election 3 weeks from today.